The Cleveland Cavaliers made a U-turn in Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night.
Turns it over. James keeps his dribble somehow. Irving back to James. Oh, he throws it down.
LeBron James slam dunk, punctuating Cleveland's 120-90 win over the Golden State Warriors last night. The 30-point Cleveland win followed a 33-point Cleveland loss in Game 2 of the series. Now Golden State, the defending NBA champions, lead the best-of-seven series 2-1 with Game 4 Friday night in Cleveland. Mike Pesca is here now, sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. He joins us now. Mike, what happened?
Well, I think what happened was Cleveland asserted itself as a team deserving to be in the NBA Finals, a team with LeBron James, and importantly, behind LeBron James, at least competent players. And in this game, Kyrie Irving, who had 30 points, was more than competent. He was truly excellent, and he had been truly terrible in the first two games. You know, we could talk about things like defensive switches and what did Cleveland find out about the Warriors that they hadn't been able to crack in the first two games. But you know what? I think so much comes down to when you're jump shooting teams, and both of these teams are, this incarnation of the Cleveland team is. I mean, Kyrie Irving's shots were just going down, and they weren't in the first two games. And conversely, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they were missing. I mean, Steph had 19 points, not a terrible game, but those three players, if you include Draymond Green, combined for 35 points, the lowest that those three have ever combined for in a game since 2014. So, you know, you add it all up, and hey, you just said 30 points.
Well, and it also makes you wonder how important the home court advantage is here, that Cleveland won on its home turf. Golden State had won big on its home turf.
Yes. I think the two huge things that it underlines is just that. And let's also note that the Warriors, when they play away games, especially game threes, which it's not just a random, you know, number statistics. It's game three is the first time you play an away game. So they're a little out of their comfort zone. The other team senses momentum. So in game threes on the road, they've lost five straight. Okay, that's an important thing. But the other thing to remember is when assessing, oh, does Cleveland ever have a chance of even making it a series? And I admit, I was wondering that. You can't look at margin of victory, because the Warriors play this highly variable, intense style where a close win, or a blowout win, I should say, for them is a little like a close win for another team. When things work in a huge way. So we're going to see blowouts, and that's going to convince you they just absolutely can't lose. But they can lose, and they did lose.
Mike, switching gears here, because I just want to get your thoughts on this before we let you go. Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova says she will appeal her 2-year suspension for a positive drug test for a banned substance. Is this punishment justified?
Well, I think it is. This is part of the tennis authorities told everyone, and everyone in tennis should have known, that this substance, melodium, which was legal in Russia and some former Soviet states, was no longer being allowed, and she had ample notice, and she was taking it. And she claims that it was for medical purposes, but that doesn't seem to be in keeping with actually how the drug is used. Let's note that the suspension was backdated to January, so she'll be eligible to play in a year and a half. And let's also note that women's tennis now is Serena Williams and a lot of people who are, you know, lesser than Serena Williams.
Mike Pesca, here now, sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.